Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Classic Rock, Roger and JP, it's 6:38, sunny and 80 degrees today.
So here's the deal. So Osama bin Laden's kid, right, he comes out and makes a whole statement, you know, different from his father. But, you know, his father was about calculated attacks and group effort and this whole thing. And he's basically saying, listen, if you got a gun and you can take out infidels, go ahead and do it. Go blow up America. Yeah, and any way to avenge his father's death and for the cause was to go after. And then I realized that it was no different than The Godfather 2. In the very beginning, Vito Corleone, who ends up being Don Corleone.
Okay.
His mother. Okay, so his father was killed by Don Ciccio, right?
Okay.
So Vito's mother, Don Corleone's mother, Vito was a baby at the time, young kid at the time.
His father was killed, right?
And, you know, she went to the house of Don Ciccio begging to spare her son and this, that, and the other thing. And he's like, listen, I can't do it because when he grows older, he's going to grow up to threaten me and avenge his father's death. So then, you know, Vito Corleone's mother tries to kill Don Ciccio and they blow her away. Vito Corleone takes off like a bat out of hell. They stick him on a boat from Corleone, Sicily to the United States. He gets to Ellis Island. They call him Vito Corleone and they stick him in the sick bay. And then years later, he's in a sit down with Don Ciccio and Don Tomasino, and they're in there and Don Ciccio keeps saying, what was your father? He's like, he was impressed that he took the name Corleone. That's where they were from in Sicily, right?
And but he didn't put together that that's the little kid Vito who went running away.
Right,
when they
because
away the
there, his last name was Andolini. When he was there, his last name was Andolini. Don Ciccio keeps asking him, who was your father? Who was your father? Yeah. He can't hear him speak up. And then all of a sudden, Vito Corleone, who before he's Don Corleone, goes, my father's name was Antonio Andolini, and this is for you. And he stabs the crap. He cuts Don Ciccio open, guts him like a pig, and leaves him there for dead. Yeah. So Don Ciccio was right. He was going to grow up and avenge the death. Yeah. So now you got this Osama bin Laden little prick kid, right? Now he's growing up, and he wants to avenge his father's death. We need to kill him and any other kid named. Do you see the parallel?
I see what you're saying.
Me and Brett were talking about this yesterday. We're like, holy Christ, it's the same goddamn thing. I'm like, our guys, like when they went in there, I understand that they were little kids at the time.
Yeah.
Sounds crazy.
Now he's an adult.
But you needed to kill the kids.
No, now he's an adult.
Because now they're adults and they want to avenge the death of their father. Same friggin' thing. Same thing.
So now we got to put a campaign together to get rid of all the kids. Well, who are adults now.
Do you understand, like, were you able to play along with the Godfather 2 thing with the names and everything?
Totally get it.
So he was Vito Andolini.
Yes.
He came to America, became Vito Corleone.
Right. Don Ciccio had no idea who he was when he met him as a man.
Right. And he said, who's your father? He goes, my father was Antonio Andolini, and this is for you. And guts him.
Hey.
Remember that, Brett? That was such a great scene.
Right outside.
Yeah. And just cuts him, leaves him for dead right then and there.
It's tough for a son not to avenge his father's death when it happened like that.
And remember after that, all the guys, he's hiding out, all of Don Ciccio's henchmen were looking for him. Oh, no, that was when he was a little kid, they were all looking for him, because anybody who either turned him over would have been granted favors by Don Ciccio, and anybody who didn't, who was found hiding.
The kid.
Right. But you see what I'm saying? Like, we need to go after, it sounds crazy, I'm talking about killing kids, but Osama bin Laden's kids, they all need to die. I don't care if they're 2 years old. They gotta go.
Yeah. Well, they're not anymore. Now they're teenagers or older, I would think, by now.
How many years is he dead, Ted?
He died 2011.
Right.
May 1st, 2011.
You read that excerpt the other day from that CEO who said there was the little kid. They left.
Oh, that's right. He slaughtered a 2-year-old son then, so now he's 7.
They left the little kid.
Yeah.
They left clearly they didn't see The Godfather Part 2, because if they saw The Godfather Part 2, that kid would have been splattered all over a wall.
Trump said this during the debates. He said, kill the family members of terrorists, and they crushed him for it.
Clearly, Trump saw Godfather Part 2.
All right, 6:43.
Ask Don Ciccio.
Not the expires 531.17.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 647.
I knew I'd strike a chord with that one.
Well, when you compare Osama bin Laden's son now growing up as a man and wanting to avenge the death of his father, and you compare it to The Godfather 2, and Vito Corleone doing the same thing, avenging the death of his father.
To Don Cheadle.
That will strike a chord with people because The Godfather 2 is so such a widespread movie.
Right.
Right. Good morning. We have a guy apparently on the line who knows that movie well. What do you got?
Chiamo Antonio Andolini. E chi si è per te? I love that scene. It's one of the greatest scenes in that whole
movie. That was so good.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great? And then
when he cuts him, and he goes, "Oh!"
Right, dude. I'm telling you, I was reading this story about Bin Laden's kid, and all of a sudden, that entire scene from The Godfather Part Two came through my head, and I'm like, "Oh my god!"
Yep, you're so right. You are so right.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Yep. All right, take care.
What an excellent rendition of that scene. That was so great.
It's exactly what happened.
It's 6:48.
He cuts him, man.
It's time now for the stuff you need to know. It's brought to you by OceanSprayHotTubs.com. And here's Ted.
Homeland Security warning about more homegrown attacks or terrorist attacks, the most serious.
52, sunny and 80 degrees today. And while the parallels are undeniable between Godfather Part 2, the scene where Don Corleone gets revenge for his father's death.
He's not the Don yet, though.
Well, he's Vito at the time.
He's still Vito Corleone at the time, yeah.
And then the whole thing with Bin Laden's son now coming out and putting out videos. Listen, get everybody you can when you can. I mean, he's older now as a son, and he's trying to avenge his father's death.
And I said we needed to do with Bin Laden's kids like Vito Corleone did. You know, Don Cheadle, in that scene, early on in the scene, the mother goes there of Vito's father, who was murdered by Don Cheadle, and she begs for her son's safety.
Right.
And Don Cheadle's like, listen, I can't. When he grows up, he's going to come after me to avenge the death of my father, of his father. And then the mother tries to whack him, and she gets blown away.
Yeah. And so the theory in Godfather 2 is you can't leave the children there to avenge the death.
Correct.
Because they will come and get you. They will get you.
And as soon as I read the Bin Laden thing, I'm like, there it is. We got to go after his kids.
Hey, good morning, B.A.B. What's going on?
You know, listen, hey, when Trump was saying we got to kill their families, oh, man, he was the worst guy in the world. The liberal left went crazy. Oh, my God, kill their families? JP's 100% right. Unless we want our families and our kids to suffer the next 9/11, then I don't want that.
You know what I want to do?
I want to suffer another one.
I need somebody who can get me in there. Let me get into the Senate and Congress.
Yeah, that's
and let me get all of the liberals to watch The Godfather Part 2. And after that scene with Don Cheadle, I'm just going to be like, I'll shut it off. You're like, see? They all need to die.
Yeah, listen, if Donald Trump cured cancer tomorrow, he'd still be the enemy.
Yeah, right.
I think you're right.
Right. Take care, man.
Hey, thanks. So Brett has found the scene where Don Cheadle is sitting in the chair outside.
It's in Italian.
Yeah, but it's right up where Vito Corleone is standing right in front of him.
You get the point.
And Don Cheadle's like, I can't hear you, and he leans closer.
Yeah,
and
he's like, I don't hear so good anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing.
So this is where he tells him his real family name. Here it is. Here he goes.
The padre si chiama Antonio Andolini e chisto è per te.
And this is for you.
Oh, I'm Vito the Buster!
Yes, sir.
And then they take off.
Mm-hmm.
He tells him, Antonio Andolini and guts him.
Yep, and this is for you. Bye.
That's it.
You got to go. That's it. Yeah.
It's been too long since I've seen that. I got to watch the whole
thing. We need to get a SEAL team in there. Be like, what's your name? He's like, I'm Osama bin Laden's kid. You know? And then he's like, yeah, you're going to go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And it's like Princess Bride. You've been my father. Prepared to die.
Yeah. My name is
Inigo Montoya.
Yeah.
That's right. 6:55. It's throughout all the movies. How can it be wrong?
You know what I love to hear at like 6:50 in the morning? JP is 100% right. Kind of sets
it's a good way to start your day.
Kind of sets the tone for the rest of the day.
And sunny and 80 today. What a day.
See?
Ted, what do we got?
Heading out this morning, we've got...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.